से 3-2-1 को आई स्टार्ट.
ठीक
या 3-2-1 को समझ आई लर्न. 3-2-1 को. हे गाइस. Hey guys, welcome to our very own first podcast by 1T1.
Yeah, man. We have Akhil, that's me, Bajit, the one who just said introduction, and our host, Nikki, today. So, yeah, how was your week?
This week, for me, it's a different week, right? A lot of things going on in India, okay. In the world, in our lives. So, I think this week gave me a time to look like from outside my life and see what's going around me a lot. We are recording this on Saturday. That means yesterday we had some real terrible news, right?
Yeah, right.
And about
like, not like usually all these news comes like used to get terrible days like once in a week or something. I mean, for like quite some time. But yesterday, since the day started, we actually woke up to the news of, you know, 50 people went missing in a landslide near Munnar. So after quite some time, we were getting like all these flood alerts and all, and even everyone in news channel and media started talking about flood version 3.0. So everyone was kind of scared. After like around 7 o'clock or something, then we got the terrible news of that Air India flight mishap.
I can say that this entire year, like the frequency of, you know, the bad news way, way higher than the good news. And like it, you get some bad news, some explosions happening, someone killing someone, some, you know, those kinds of news you're getting like at least once in a week.
It's kind of like new bad things happen that we kind of lose track of what bad things happened last week. If you notice, the cases of corona in India also exceeded 2 million or something. Which...
20 lakhs, yes.
Yeah, which sunk in all of this because, you know, this is heartbreaking. So,
it's like corona was the... what you can say, it took the limelight. Now people are, you know, doing some things or something's happening to the people, bad things, right? Mostly bad things. And like, it's not at all going in a good way. You need to actually search for some good news here and there to brighten up your mood. Like things are actually, that's not as happy as it should have been.
Well, it's a Jumanji year. I mean, it's only August now. Let's find out what the year has for us.
I was struggling to find a morning routine because like from past a couple of months, I was not able to wake up properly. Often I used to wake up around 10. So it's my like my morning routine is like just getting up from bed, connect, turn on the computer and attend the meeting. Just like that. I was kind of struggling to wake up early. I used to place all these alarms and all, but you know how it works. Like we'll just turn snooze it off and that was the struggle which I was. And I was actually seeing all these videos about like creating a perfect morning routine so that, you know, you'll feel energized and all those kinds of stuff. I was not even able to do that for one day. It's kind of frustrating.
The exact point is like, you know, you can get up early, like if you sleep at the right time. What mistake we do? We lie on the bed, we touch the mobile and we start messing around with it. That's where things go wrong.
I'm trying to make some changes. One thing that I tried is that I tried to filter out the blue light. I know I'm not going to give up my phone. So, guys, I'm using this app for Twilight. So, at least I will not have blue light crashing on me right before I go to sleep.
I've also heard about that.
Yeah, I was saying that I had a nice plan, like when I was in Mumbai, like I used to get up at around morning 6 or 6:30 max, sleep, end my day by 10:30 or 10:45. That had been a routine for almost about 4 to 5 months, almost, yeah, half a year, say 6 months. But now it's spoiled again. Like I in home, right? Like it's like you have complete freedom to do whatever you want. Now I sleep better on, I don't know, 12:30, 1, 1:32. It doesn't matter. And get up again at 8 or 8:30. Yeah, that sleep cycle is, I think it's very much important to maintain.
It's almost kind of messed up for everyone. Because, you know, if in the midnight, if I'm working, when I check Teams or Slack, I can see the green light on almost everyone.
That's
it's not just a problem with us, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's not a problem with us. It's everyone. I think mobile is the one thing that has spoiled us. But that's very good as well. You know, I always try, but it didn't happen with me. It happens like for 1 or 2 days, then again I stick back to mobile. So what I tried is, I come to my room, take a book and start to read. That for 1 or 2 days, it'll be fine. And again, back to the third day, it'll be like, take the mobile and do something.
Ideally, yeah, you should have a practice to stop using mobile.
It's actually all about habits.
Yeah,
I feel like our problem is like when we start doing something, we will do that with utmost enthusiasm and all. And that enthusiasm will eventually fall out, fade out, and we'll just stop doing the thing. So I was actually researching on this topic and I found out there is a book called Atomic Habits, which will clearly say how to build a habit. It's like, it's just about the habit.
They say that it takes 21 days to develop a habit and 21 days to get rid of a habit.
And 10,000 hours to master a thing. Yeah, there is this concept also. Often this comes in a contradictory way because we cannot imagine doing the same thing which we like for like even 10,000 hours.
You know what? I have a solution. Gamification. I remember when I was in Mysore, I used to wake up early. Like I have to wake up at least after 7, but I have this few friends. So we used to have this, I forgot the app name. We have this app where we track the number of steps we walked that day. So we were all linked together as friends. And there's a competition every day on who walked the most. So... And we end up walking early in the morning. We go for walks in the evening. We were just walking like crazy. So developed a weird habit.
Yeah. One more interesting thing on that matter. I met a person from Singapore. So the government of Singapore took this idea to a next level. So there is a government authenticated app. I mean, may not be authenticated, government provided app for like healthcare monitoring and those kinds of stuff, just like our Aarogya Setu, which can also be tracked for like the number of steps and all. And later, the best part is later we can convert this to vantage points.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if you walk 1 kilometer, you can buy a carton of milk.
That's actually
really nice.
That's really nice, right? But it's only for citizens of.
In India also, there is something similar, right? One of my friend was telling, walk a certain number of steps, and like it has some target, like 10,000 or something. So if you walk that, you'll get your money will be deposited into your wallet. And that can be, you know, you used to buy some items. I don't know that app name.
I think I'm talking about the same app. I wonder what that. Oh, God.
Okay. This had been introduced by government of India or anything, everyone will be on road, I guess.
No, right. It's definitely not by government of India.
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking about government of Singapore implemented that. If we do that, then we can see everyone on road.
You will see, you know, you'll hear good stories as well.
Or like one person with a bag of mobiles.
That's true. Oh my god.
There will be,
but if he has the money to buy so many mobiles, I don't know. If you walk like 10,000 steps, you can get enough money to get a headset, I guess. That's all you're gonna get. So I don't know what's the point.
Okay, that guy in Singapore was saying, talking about like the basic items like a carton of milk and food.
That's
items.
More useful, I guess.
Yeah.
After some time, we'll give up if it's like 1 lakh steps. If we can walk like 10,000 steps and get a carton of milk, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like
you'll be tired by walking those 10,000 steps. It's
yeah, we have the concept of milk society here in Kerala. So people usually do a walk. They'll go till milk society and get milk from there. Mm-hmm. So if it was implemented here, we could have just, you know, walked there. Okay, I walked enough to get a carton of milk. So now I'll purchase a carton of milk and I can come back.
And with that, we have come to the end of our first episode of 1T1. Hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. See you again next week with another Chai Time Chat. Till then, take care.